a new month on the horizon and a busy one as well as we get deeper into the fall and the holidays approach as well. We're talking with Jackson County Library once again. Mackenzie Schley, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So November, of course, is busy, and actually Dino-vember is one of the things that makes it that way.
Yes, we celebrate Dino-vember every November now. We've got a bunch of stuff coming up. One is the always popular dinosaur scavenger hunt that starts right away on November 1st, goes all month long. Kids can come in, find the dinosaurs that are hiding in the library, and get a little prize. Then we're also doing dinosaur movies at each of the libraries. So those are family-friendly movies that'll be after school. And the dates for those you can find on our Facebook page, on our website, or you can stop in and get a newsletter for all of the dates and times. We're also doing something really special because November is also picture book month. So we're celebrating that with dinosaurs by doing stuffed animal sleepovers. So each library will host a bedtime story hour with a dinosaur theme, where kids can bring along their stuffed animal and they can tuck them in at night and leave them there at the library for their stuffed animals to have a little adventure at the library. And then come the following Saturday, pick them up, have a little breakfast, and get a cute souvenir scrapbook. So that should be a lot of fun. We are hoping to get registrations for that so we can make sure we have enough craft supplies and everything. So you can, again, find those dates and times on our Facebook page or come and get a newsletter from us, and then you can join in the fun.
Does Dino-vember just roll off the tongue? Is that how it came about?
Yes. I mean, it's, you know, Dino, then Vember. It all goes together. We got to do it. We celebrate those dinosaurs. And it's pretty exciting. Our summer theme is going to be all about dinosaurs, too. So we're going to get lots of dinosaurs coming up.
Awesome. And lots of creative places to go here on the schedule as well. And one of them, and for all ages, I should say as well, got the painting class that we're going to highlight as well.
Yes. So our monthly adult program this month is, or in November, is going to be a painting class with Sammy Jo Miller. She is an award-winning artist. She's done a bunch of painting classes. She makes it really accessible and fun. It's step-by-step, and it's a fall-themed painting. She'll be at each of the libraries, and we are fortunate enough to get a grant for that from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund for that program, so it's completely free to take part in. But we do require registration because we can only have 20 adults in each class for each library. So you can call your library, make sure there's still room, and then register, and we'll have a lot of fun that night.
How important are those grants and local partnerships and stuff like that for the
library? It is huge. I mean, it lets us do a lot of things we normally wouldn't be able to do. I mean, just on November, they are helping us do those painting classes as well as our really fun gingerbread workshops. The gingerbread workshops coming up are sponsored by the Friends of the Jackson County Library and Modern Woodmen. And without them, we wouldn't be able to do that kind of really great, fun stuff.
And that leads into those gingerbread workshops and some of those other kind of holiday-themed things. Yes. That also have the creativity involved.
Yes, we are kicking off the holiday season. So here in Jackson, we coincide with Holiday Fest. So we'll have our coloring contest, and people can start picking up those coloring contest sheets on November 17th. They'll also be on our website. And then we'll have our gingerbread workshop the week before the gingerbread contest, so people can come in and they can use all of the library supplies that we have and build their gingerbread house and have the mess in the library rather than at home. And they can enter it into the contest, and the voting will actually be on that Holiday Fest Saturday. But Lakefield Library and Heron Lake Library have also joined in that fun. They will have their own workshops and gingerbread contests. And again, all of those dates and times on our website, on Facebook, and on the newsletter that you can stop into the library to grab.
As we talk, it's midday on Monday, and so just had Halloween story time hour, of course. Yes. All that going on, and then of course Trunk or Treat is later this week as well, because it's the last few days of October still happening, and so those are a couple of cool calendar highlights this week.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. We'll be there at Trunk or Treat. The Lakefield Library was just at the one in Lakefield, and Heron Lake will be at the Trunk or Treat too, so we always make sure we come out, make a fun trunk, and we're excited to see everyone again for that.
There are a couple of November dates to keep in mind that the library will not be available.
Exactly. We are closed for a couple holidays in November. So we closed on the 11th for Veterans Day, and then November 27th through the 28th for Thanksgiving. But even though our physical locations are closed, our virtual library is always open. You can use that Libby to read books, or you can use Canopy to get TV shows and movies. All of that is for free with your library card.
And so those resources, as well as, you know, the Facebook page and stuff like that, where else can people keep tabs on what's going on.
Yeah, so our website, jclmn.org, has a ton of stuff on it. We have links to those resources like Libby and Canopy, as well as an event calendar so you can see everything going on. And we have a bunch of other resources to different databases that we have that you can always access. You know, we love when people come in so we can talk about all these fun things, give those newsletters out. And also, like you said, our Facebook pages, we put a lot of things out there that you can follow and track.
So even more details or the ones that we've gone over here on this program can be found there. And we appreciate you for getting us ready for November especially.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And of course, the last few days here in October as well. Thanks to Mackenzie Sly telling us about what is happening in the Jackson County Library System here today. Thank you out there for listening.